I left after that, uncertain of direction and desperate to prove my place in the world. And at this point, the story quickens in my mind. The months passed at a breathless pace, like one of those old movies that show a wall calendar's pages peeled back faster and faster by invisible hands. Eventually, a year passes and you know you feel differently, but you're not sure why or how. But as the months passed, I saw what all children must see at some point if they are to grow up. The corruption, the anguish and the fear, the stench, the toxins, the empty, uninhabited landscape, the consequences of a malnourished world. In every American town in those years before the war, all I'd heard were complaints, stories of hardship and migration, stories full of terror and blind hunger and suspicion and collective decline. There was nothing definite I could point to, but something was different about what I was hearing now. Beneath the hum, the motion, I was seeing the steady fracturing of the world taking place. Then, abruptly, the horn sounded. The drumbeat of war. Distance, I saw a group of children, their figures casting squat shadows on the asphalt. A march of children no older than me. There were thousands of them, all ready to tell their stories of an evil spirit brought in by the wind. The children were chanting in a high-pitched, alternating rhythm, and a small boy came up beside me holding a dragonfly and a long knife in his right hand. After a few minutes, he stopped and held his palm up in front of my nose. "Look," he said. I cut myself. It helps me understand how people learn to hate and how we might get things back on track. I started to step forward to get a closer look and silently examined the wound. "One day soon," he promised, when it became clear that the tide of pain was endless, our true selves would be found wanting. Having too many quarrels with God. The chants grew louder as more kids circled around us, and suddenly his slender body was swaying back and forth like a great pumping heart. "I say there's a struggle going on," he shouted. "A struggle that demands we choose sides. All I'm saying is that right now, you're on the wrong side of the battle. You've lost your way, brother." I watched as the circle grew smaller, the contortions of rage and disgust on the children's faces, as their bodies expelled God's unintelligible tongue. I decided I'd seen enough. "Leave me alone," I shouted. The voices stopped. The streets were silent. And I knew at that moment that a line had been crossed. "You don't understand," he said. And he shook his head and said he was sorry he had told me. For I don't know how long, I just stood there, the sun in my eyes, feeling slightly dizzy. A spotted, mangy cat ran through the weeds.